Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March 2nd, 2026. Today is Monday in the second week of Lent. This is a reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. For though you have countless guides in Christ, you do not have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ through the gospel. I urge you then, be imitators of me. That is why I sent you Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, to remind you of my ways in Christ, as I teach them everywhere in every church. Some are arrogant, as though I were not coming to you. But I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills, and I will find out not the talk of these arrogant people, but their power. For the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. Here ends the reading. As I mentioned last week, we are following the schedule of readings from the daily office in the prayer book. The daily office is a way of reading the Bible that assigns specific Bible passages for every day of the week. For the most part, the daily office has us reading many biblical books sequentially. So last week, when we began 1 Corinthians, we started in chapter 1. Today's reading is from the last half of 1 Corinthians chapter 4. So we're making some progress. The major issue we've been reading about has been the various divisions within the congregation at Corinth and the ways in which folks have been aligning with some teachers over and against other teachers. In today's passage, Paul is assertively reminding the Corinthians of his role in the early days of this congregation. To be honest, it's possible to hear Paul's assertions as arrogant, but I think there's a more subtle way to understand him here. Remember, at this point in the life of the early Jesus movement, there were no Christian scriptures to consult. The Gospels had not been written. No creed had been formally composed and adopted. There were no gatekeeping parameters or ordination processes to make sure that right teaching was consistent throughout the various communities of Christians beginning to pop up around the Mediterranean Sea. It is in this environment that Paul and other teachers are circulating. The Spirit is on the move, and everyone is trying to keep up. So when Paul says, "Be imitators of me," he is arguing for the classic way of Christian discipleship. The way to learn how to be a Christian is to model your life around a Christian who has been at it for a while. Now, this may seem strange to us because we mostly think about learning how to be a Christian or learning the parameters of the faith as an intellectual journey. We believe we can get better at being a Christian by reading more books or taking more classes or even reading the scripture more. But I think Paul is onto something. We learn how to be Christians in relationship with other Christians. For many of us, for better or worse, our first fathers or mothers in God were our literal parents. Our earliest memories of how to be a Christian may be of seeing one or both of our parents praying or reading the Bible or helping people in need or participating in the life of their local church. For me, I have vivid memories of my mom praying and teaching Sunday school. I also can remember particular youth leaders when I was a teenager in church who, by their example, showed me what it meant to be a Christian in all walks of life, as an electrician, a plumber, a factory worker, a teacher, a doctor. Growing up, I often heard the phrase, "Your life may be the only Bible some folks ever read." Over the years, I've come to believe that statement is true. I've run across countless individuals who have been estranged from church because they've encountered so many people claiming to be Christians whose lives and behaviors did not comport with the values their speech espoused. In other words, the living scripture didn't quite line up with the written scripture. One of the things I'm aware of as a clergy person is that because I am a public-facing Christian, I need to constantly be checking to make sure that my actions and attitudes match my words and the values my clergy uniform project into the world. I certainly fail at this lots of times, but the goal of being a worthy example is always with me. Lent is a particularly good time to do a bit of self-examination in this regard. If people are reading our lives, what is the story they're reading? From our lives, would they be curious about learning more about being a Christian by simply watching us? Would they want to be a Christian like we are a Christian? Would we feel comfortable enough about our journey with Jesus to say to a person new to the faith, just imitate me? Admittedly, this is a high bar, but as I think about my own journey of faith, I can point to at least a dozen people, some of whom are long gone from this life, whose examples still influence my understanding of being a Christian today. Who in your life is an example of a Christian you have imitated? Being a Christian is a community project. We learn from others and we teach others. And mostly we learn and teach by example and experience. God grant us teachers who can lead us into greater faithfulness, and God grant us the ability to be good teachers to others. After all, the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but in power. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, forever and ever. Amen.